Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. This is about His Canadian Majesty's trip to Canada. I know with Australia in the old days, like in the 70s or 80s, they tried to avoid the word visit, suggest that he doesn't really belong to the country, and call it a tour. But as King Charles is only going for 2 days to what was formerly known as British North America, one can scarcely say it's a tour. Wow, why now? Really, it's to signify that Canada is not the United States. And that's one of the few strengths that the monarchy has in Canada. And the new Prime Minister, Mark Carney, only been there for a couple of months. Mr. Carney is doing this, sorry, Dr. Carney, I'm pretty sure he's got a doctorate actually, the first Canadian Prime Minister to have a doctorate, got a DPhil from Oxford, the first monarch of Canada to give a speech from the throne since 1977. The late Elizabeth II delivered the speech from the throne, and that was, of course, her silver jubilee year, as in celebrating 25 years on the throne. So Charles of that name, the third, is King of the Solomon Islands, New Zealand, Australia, Jamaica, the Bahamas, Antigua and Barbuda, Canada, the United Kingdom, in case you didn't know, and a few others. I think it's up to 15 these days, including the UK, because Barbados, they abolished the monarchy several years ago. And Charles, who was then Prince of Wales, went along to say, "We accept this as good grace. It shall not impair your relations with the United Kingdom or any other Commonwealth realm." So it's something that the House of Windsor has grown accustomed to doing, because is it 54 members of the Commonwealth? All but is it three of them, former British colonies? Mozambique, Rwanda, and I think is it Gabon is now a member of it. We're not British colonies; all the others are. And of the remaining 50 odd, all but 15, well, all but 14 have dropped the monarchy. The UK wasn't a colony of the UK, and so it goes on. And having ditched the monarchy, none of them have subsequently restored it. So it just proves that. Canada is not part of the United States. So tomorrow, 27th of May, he will do that. He's going to open the 45th session of the Canadian Parliament in Ottawa. So a number of ceremonial duties. He's already flown there on the Royal Canadian Air Force and go along Wellington Street, greeted with Canadian flags and the Canadian Royal Standard, not British flags. He's there in his capacity as King of Canada, not King of the United Kingdom. So go along and it's Canada State Landau. And we pulled by horses of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police musical ride to the Royal Salute, okay, the Guard of Honour, and those Canadian soldiers, whatever those guards are, Grenadier Guards or something, wear those big black busby hats and the scarlet tunics, just like the foot guards you see in London town. So they were there meeting members of the public, mingling, going to Lansdowne Park and so forth. Now, the monarchy is not popular in Canada. I think it's not detested. Most Canadians are neutral on the issue. It's unimportant, even irrelevant to young people. And maybe older Canadians are a bit more sentimental to those of British stock. But obviously, an awful lot of Canadians are not of British descent. They could be French or Indian or Jamaican or Haitian or Chinese and Korean and so forth. They could be First Nations people say this is not our heritage. Well, in a sense, it is, because since Canada accomplished quiddity, it's had that British monarchy. Okay, since the British conquest of what was it, Quebec, and when was it, 1762 or something, and eventually, so uniting that with those British colonies, that's what bound them together. And people also object to it on egalitarian grounds, saying that structured inequality is something which needs to be abolished and not celebrated. The other thing is, they say, well, he's just foreign because he only comes to Canada once every few years. He spends almost minimal time here. Should we have a Canadian head of state? Yes, we've got a governor general, but he or she's only acting head of state, you know, filling in sort of the understudy for the monarch. And we want a Canadian state who's here full time, an opportunity to elect our own head of state. So the Charles is not unpopular at the moment, and yes, one of the things that differentiates them from the United States. But there's not a huge groundswell scale as well of support for getting rid of it. Of course, the Quebec separatists, some of them don't want it, because one of the things that glues Canada together, links them to the United Kingdom, maybe a reminder of France's defeat by the UK in the 18th century. So, but he's been warmly received. I shan't say rapturously, and that's it. I remember when who was it? Stephen Harper, about 11 years ago, put up a portrait of Elizabeth II, Queen of Canada, in some public office. Some people objected, especially as he had taken down some Québécois paintings in lieu of that. That was quickly reversed by his successor, Justin Trudeau. So the monarchy seems fairly secure for the next few years. And when Elizabeth II died in 2022, for some people it was a chance to revisit the issue. Well, there was a bit of a wave of sentimentality for the monarchy, but after a decent period when that had subsided, say, do we really need to have this? Does this represent 21st century Canada? Does it have any place in our modern society? Now, I'm a very, very sentimental royalist, but I'm just telling you how it is, as I perceive it. Canada, a country I've never even been to, but I've read about it very extensively. I have met a Canadian or two in my life. All right, so that's it. Almost to give the two fingers to Donald Trump. Some Canadians are unhappy the way the United Kingdom extended an invitation to Donald Trump for the second state visit after he made some highly disobliging remarks about Canada, suggested invading it, and all these just bonkers and ultra-aggressive criminal things, incitement to violence against the ideal neighbor, Canada, which has never done the United States any harm. They could have a largely demilitarized borders, hosted US military bases, and all the rest of it. Their NATO ally, wow, could be a lot worse. Goodness, and as the US is not going to respect other countries' independence, national borders, all the rest of international law, why should anyone respect that of the United States? Right. So I trust that you'll go well for His Gracious Majesty, and indeed, the Queen Camilla is there. Right. Thank you very much. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure to subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.